spies went to Rahab. Rahab said, show me a token for good. A true token that you will save me. The two of them did not say, hey, stop prostitution. He didn't say, hey, you're a prostitute, you're a prostitute. You're a prostitute. What did they tell her? Apply the token. You want to be saved? Listen to our instruction. That instruction carried out is righteousness. Bring them to Christ first. Bring them to Christ first. Do you know that later on, a Jew by the name of Salmon came when they took over Jericho and married Rahab? Because she found salvation, she stopped prostitution. And a Jew married her by the name of Salmon, married Rahab. And Rahab gave birth to Boaz. And Boaz gave birth to Obed. And Obed is the father of Jesse. He's the father of Jesse. Jesse is the father of David. That is the lineage of Jesus. Jesus came through the lineage of Rahab the harlot. That's the mystery of redemption. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. For he showeth mercy on whom he will show mercy. It is not he that runneth, nor he that willeth. It is God that showeth mercy. Hey, hey. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Tell me any other God you know on earth that name of that God has this power. Why will you joke with that name? You use it for exclamation. You hit your foot on the ground and say, Jesus. It's because you don't know the power in that name. You don't even know what that name is, so you don't give it the appropriate reverence. Jesus is the name of the creator of the heavens and the earth. Oh, glory be to God. Jesus is the name of my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Them that know their God, they will be bold. You'll be bold. When that possessed young girl said, leave me, must I serve your God? Here, she was talking here. I was conducting deliverance on her. She said, leave me. Is it by force? She said, is it by force to serve your God? She said, I have my God. Leave me to serve my God. Leave me to go. I want to go. Leave me to go. I don't even know why I came here. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I told her to stand up. Let's know which God is stronger. And I made a boast, and the whole world was hearing me, and all of you who were in the service that day. I said, let this confirm. Church, a time will come for a Mount Carmel showdown. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All these fake prophets. All these fake anointing calling the name of Jesus. People will soon know that there is the original Jesus and there is another Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I say, a time is going to come. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because there was a Moses that went to Pharaoh's palace and told Pharaoh, the God of creation, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob sent me to tell you to let his people go and worship him. Oh, glory be to God. In the palace of Pharaoh, there were magicians. Two of them, their names were Jannes and Jambres. Oh, glory be to God. The great prophet Jannes and prophet Jambres. Mighty miracle signs and wonders ministers. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Pharaoh said, show me evidence that your God has showed you. Christianity has an evidential faith. Christianity is not in words. Christianity is not in words. He did not come to us with empty words of wisdom, motivational speaking, but he came with a demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Oh, hallelujah. The kingdom of God is not in words only. The kingdom of God is in power. You say you are preaching the word. The Bible says that they preach the word and God confirmed the word they are preaching with signs and wonders. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Magicians. I came here 2013 when this church was demolished. I said, every magician in Egypt, I said, the snake of Moses will soon swallow your snakes. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. These signs shall follow them that believe. These signs shall follow them. Hallelujah. Not me. Them. Are they here? Are they here? Are they here? These signs shall follow them. Them that believe. Them. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What are you waiting for? Is somebody hearing me? What are you waiting for? He's here in our midst. The evidence is stand up. If you cannot stand up before, now stand up. Check it now. You could not move before. Stand up. Check it now. Check it now. You cannot walk. Stand up and walk. You cannot see. Let that eye open. You are in bondage. Be loose. Let that demon leave you. Let that demon leave you. I say, claim it. The evidence of his presence is your testimony. The evidence of your presence. You cannot be bondage. Financial bondage. Family bondage. Delay. He cannot be your portion again. He cannot be your portion again. We are called unto adoption. Full authority above.
Sleep is sense to awaken.
Claim it.
For translation.
Claim it.
Yes, we are
anointed. We are
inspired.
Oh, by our God. Original Christianity.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the original.
I am one of them. I'm so glad that I can say
I'm one of them.
We are gathered in the upper room, praying in his name.
They are baptized with the Holy.
say,
are you one of us?
Are you one of us?
One of them.
One of them.
I am one of them.
I'm so glad
that I can say I'm one of them.
One of them.
Oh, one of them.
One of them.
Oh.
I'm so
glad. I'm so glad that I can say. I am one of them. One of them. Say.
One of them.
One of them.
One of them.
I am one of them.
I'm so glad.
Hey. I'm so glad I can say.
One of them. One of them. I'm so glad.
They say we don't go to school. They say we don't go to school. Though these people may not learn it, but boast of what we say. They have all received their Pentecost, baptizing Jesus' name. And I'm telling no more far away. His heart is yet the same. I'm so glad that I can say. Hallelujah. I am one of them. I am one of them. I am one of them. Oh, hallelujah. I'm so glad. So glad. So glad. Oh, yes.
One of them.
Oh, one of them.
One of them.
Oh, I'm so glad that I can say, Lord, our faith is not grammar. Our faith, these signs shall follow. These signs shall follow. Don't come here with any problem and go back with it. Don't come here with any problem and go back with it. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You don't know the God you serve. I know him. Me, I know him. And I boast in his name. I boast in his power. And I told that young girl, and everybody was watching, and the ministers were watching. Sit down one moment. Hallelujah. And I said, if, hallelujah, let me and you confirm which God is stronger. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. William Branham went to India. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And Billy Graham had gone earlier to India. And you cannot tell an Indian that there is no devil. They see him, they talk with him, they eat with him. And he's going to preach Christ. And they brought their cases. Worse cases. You know how they want to make caricature of Christianity. And he said, your master said, the works that he did, you will do also. That Jesus you are talking about. Your Jesus restored the blind. Your Jesus restored cripples. Oh yeah? Do it, let's see, as evidence. As evidence. What did he say? Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. It is then you can be my witnesses. Oh yeah, witness Jesus, let's see. Praise the Lord. Brethren, it's not everybody that we preach, oh. Because there will be a proving time to prove that Jesus you are talking about. Be sure you know him before you go out and talk about him. And out of shame, he came back to America. And when William Branham had it, William Branham had to organize a crusade in that same, oh, glory be to God. In that same India. And when he got there, he told them, bring your worst cases before my Jesus. Bring your worst cases. Hallelujah. The first one that they brought was the one that was blind. He was blind from serving the sun god. by looking at the sun and worshiping his God blinding him. William Bryan said, your own God blinding you. If my God restore your sight, will you serve him? The man said, prove first now. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, as soon as he just began to pray, scales were falling off the man's eyes and the sight was restored. Oh, glory be to God. They brought another man with all manner of cases that was twisted from birth, deformed, walking like a monkey, and brought the rest. And he brought them to the podium for the whole crowd to see. And he told them, if my God, your own God, is aware of these cases, he's not able to heal them. If my God healed them, will you people serve my God? They say, yes, or you do, let us see. Hey! The God of Elijah is still alive. Oh, he never changes at all. Listen, the same prayer that Elijah offered, William Bryan offered, that they may know that you are the only true God. Oh, hallelujah. You don't know the God we are serving. Praise the Lord. And hundreds of thousands of them gave their life to Christ. That began the Christian revival in India. Listen, church. And our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he did it then, he will do it again today. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I told that young girl, if you are able to walk out of this auditorium and cross the gate and go home, then your God is stronger than my God. But if you are not able to walk out by the power of my God, hallelujah, will you serve my God? He said, leave me alone. Leave me alone. Must I serve your God? I said, go and let's see which God is stronger. I stood here and I was watching. She stood up, dusted herself, looked for her shoe, wore her shoe, and went to where she was sitting down, carried her bag, dusted herself, dressed herself, and as she crossed that door, the angel of God said, where did they go? And we all saw what happened. Chase her back. Not only chase her back, we didn't know the source of her power was in her waist. It was on this spot. They had to use cloth. Sister used cloth to cover her so that we see her nakedness. She removed those beads there. Praise the Lord. We are serving a living God. These signs have followed them that believe. And Moses went. Hallelujah. And the magicians, he threw his rod. Amen. The original rod from God. He threw it that he turned to snake. The same thing also. The magician said, is that all? They came with their enchantment and invocation. And their occultic powers. Prophet Janes and Apostle Prophet and Prophet Saul Jambres. And they also through their own. Amen. The same snake, even bigger than the snake of Moses. It has to be bigger so that you will see God. How can a small one swallow them? God made sure this small one of Moses swallowed up the snakes of the magicians. One of these days, the magicians, they will pack back their luggages and change their signboards and go back to where they belong, because there will be a showdown. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, yes. When one young man came one time and said he has been in one occultic kingdom and that he has a ring that he was inside of his body, and that for 12 years, 38 years, he never entered any church. But that day was the day he was to die. according to the covenant. Somehow, he found himself here on our Tuesday restoration service. And when he came in here, he drank that water that was blessed here. And the whole thing was disturbing him. And he came forward. I can never forget that. I said, what is happening? He told me what was happening. I said, you swallowed it. Has been inside of you for 12 years. If it comes out now, will you serve my God? Oh, glory be to God. I asked him the second time. And when I asked him the third time, the ring popped out of him. And everybody saw it. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. There is power. Hey, wonder-working power. In the blood
of the Lamb.
Of the Lamb.
There is power. Oh,
there is power. Power. Wonder-working power. In the precious
blood of the Lamb.
The token. Evidence that you are connected to that God is a token. This time, hallelujah, it is no more to be applied in any physical door. Romans chapter 2. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 28 and verse 29.
For he is not a Jew.
Listen now, Jews that had covenant.
For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly,
uh-huh.
Neither is that circumcision,
uh-huh,
which is outward in the flesh,
uh-huh,
but he is a Jew, which is one inwardly,
uh-huh,
and circumcision is that of the heart,
uh-huh,
in the spirit and not in the letter,
uh-huh,
whose praise is not of men,
this time around,
but of God.
The circumcision is in the heart. Now, and that circumcision is the token. Now, Colossians chapter 2, verse 10 and verse 11. This circumcision, he said, is of Christ. This is what Apostle Paul was telling the
Colossians. In him.
We are complete in him.
Which is the head of all principality and power.
Uh-huh.
In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands. In putting off the body of the sins of the flesh,
uh-huh,
by the circumcision of Christ.
Now he called it by the circumcision of Christ. Now the joy about this is that, hallelujah, in the Old Testament, the covenant that he had with Abraham and his seed, it was a man that will come and cut it off. It is a man, a human being will come and cut it off. But this circumcision, which is the removal of excess flesh, excess carnality, for out of the abundance of the heart, our lives are dictated. And now, this time, it is Christ himself that does the circumcision. It's not you. It's not even you that will do it. Your only role you play is to submit yourself for him to do the circumcision. Every one of us, in every covenant, you have a part to play. This part you have to play is come to me. The part you have to play is come. And when you come, open the door of your heart. That is the part you have to play. If you don't come, he cannot receive the token. And even if you come and you lock your heart, you cannot receive the token. But when you come and your heart is open, then Christ does the circumcision. How does he do it? By the working of the power that is in his blood. There's a life that is in his blood that comes into that heart and begins to walk a walk of transformation. And when that is completed, you become a new creature. And the life that we live is the evidence that the token has been applied. Therefore, this token must also be evidently seen. It's not you that will tell the people, I'm a Christian now. No. People will see you and know you have had an experience. Many of us are only religious. May God remove the spirit of religion and give you the spirit of revelation in the name of Jesus Christ. The just shall live by faith. The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ is revealed from faith to faith, from faith, revelation to revelation. Praise the Lord. We need to know this so that you know what to watch. Many of us are preoccupied with serving God when we are not yet converted. Face yourself. Be sincere with yourself. Know the area, because when you have received the Holy Ghost, you also have to allow Him to walk inside of you. You have received the Holy Ghost, allow Him. You have opened the door. William Branham preached a message he called Doors in Doors. Hallelujah. There are so many doors in your life. Open all the doors. When you open your house, for God to enter, allow Him freedom to enter every aspect of your house, your body, your life. Don't restrict Him to any area. Don't restrict Him and say, don't go in the area of my fashion. Don't go in the area of my business. Don't go in the area of my finance. Don't go in the area of my marriage. Now, where I want to marry, I go marry. I beg. Allow me. Don't go in this area of my prayer life. I will pray as much as I can. After all, it's not. Don't stop justifying yourself. Leave Him to walk in every area of your life. For it is the area you limit Him that He will stay. That is the interesting thing about this our God. He said, my spirit will not strive with any man. He will not struggle with you. If you see God struggling with anybody, it is just because He wants to use you. And He wants to prove to you, who are you to refuse me? I own you. I created you. I want to use you. You are telling me I cannot use you. And using you is not evidence of salvation. But when it comes to salvation, He will just stand and say, come. Will you come? Then you come. And to come is not with Lego. Give me your life. That is His request. Give me your life and let me shape you. Oh, glory be to God. Praise the Lord. The psalmist said, test and see that the Lord is good. Late last night, I was just meditating on my life in prayer. And I just saw the goodness of the Lord in my life. And I saw how where He picked me up from. And I was reminding Him. Hallelujah. And He spoke to me. I will walk with you as you will allow me. I can't forget that. When we came in here, the song that was in my spirit is all to Jesus I surrender. All
to Him I'm freely give. I will ever
love
and trust
in His presence
daily.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do you have the toku for salvation? Do you have the evidence that you are in a covenant with God? Have you applied the blood? The life that is in the blood is the toku. That is the Holy Ghost. Have you applied it? Is it visible? Firstborn child. Judgment is coming. All will be day.
Each one receiving justly is due.
Hiding the saving.
Oh, yes. I took note of evangelist Chinedu. When these two spies went to Rahab said, show me a token for good, a true token that you will save me. Listen, the two of them did not say, hey, stop prostitution. Do you understand what I'm saying? He didn't say, hey, you're a prostitute, you're a prostitute, you're a prostitute. Hey. Hallelujah. What did they tell her? Apply the token. You want to be saved? Listen to our instruction. That instruction carried out is righteousness. Hallelujah. Bring them to Christ first. Bring them to Christ first. Do you know? Hallelujah. Do you know that later on? Amen. Hallelujah. A Jew by the name of Salmon came when they took over Jericho and married Rahab. Because she found salvation, she stopped prostitution. And a Jew married her by the name of Salmon, married Rahab. And Rahab, oh glory be to God, gave birth to Boaz. And Boaz gave birth to Obed. And Obed is the father of David. Jesse is the father of Jesse. Jesse, am I correct? Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That is the lineage of Jesus. Jesus came through the lineage of Rahab the harlot. That's the mystery of redemption. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. For he showeth mercy on whom he will show mercy. It is not he that runneth, nor he that willeth. It is God that showeth mercy. Hey, hey. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And if you don't receive the token of the Holy Ghost, which is the circumcision of Christ, which is the mark of Christ, you will receive the mark of the Antichrist. Every human being on earth, there are two marks waiting for us. The mark of Christ or the mark of the Antichrist. And if you go to Revelation chapter 13, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. From verse 16 to 18. Just reading for the purpose of
and
this.
It causes all, both small and great.
Yes, that's rich, the Antichrist.
Rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads.
Uh-huh.
And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark. Or the
where did they have the mark?
In their right hand or in their foreheads.
Right hand or on their forehead. So you can see that it is something physical for everybody to see. Okay, go ahead.
Verse 17. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast.
Yes.
For it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
Now the joy about it all is that before the Antichrist will give her mark, Christ comes first to mark his own. Hey, Jesus. Hallelujah. And so, as the gospel will be going to Israel, in Revelation chapter 7, the first four verses, they are from verse 1, 2, 3, 4.
And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to all the earth and the sea, saying, ought not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God.
Where?
In their foreheads.
Where?
In their foreheads.
And how many are there?
And I heard the number of them which were sealed.
Yes.
And there were sealed 144,000 of all the
tribes. 144,000, 12,000 from each tribe of the 12 tribes of Israel. It's after sealing them before the Antichrist started his own. Hey. Something is going on. Where is it? It's in the forehead. If it is in the forehead, it means there is something about you that anybody that will look at you will know where you belong. That's the first application of the token. We'll take the second application next week. Can we stand up? Oh, glory be to God.